Hey, you guys, this is the High Hub with Chris
and P. That was the fakest laugh I ever heard you do.
Oh, yeah, no cap. Nah, we about to get our smoke on and shit.
We got some Trulies.
We about to have a little date night. It's a Friday. We like to keep our relationship
healthy
and strong. And strong by at least trying to always have a date night on a Friday. Ooh.
I thought you just almost burned yourself.
No.
Were you not able to find that when you first came out?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. As I was holding it, I couldn't remember how you told me to hold it. Was it downwards? Like, have it upside down?
Yeah.
So I was doing that, and then it just went out.
Yeah, because it has no oxygen in the floor. Oh, just to tell you guys, we talking about the new ports, the ports.
Yeah.
We smoke weed in ports. I keep forgetting
y'all can't see us. We gotta set up a way for us to do a YouTube channel.
We were good into a YouTube channel.
I know, but we gotta figure out a way for us to, like, actually do that so we can record what it would look like.
Exactly.
When we get the van. Oh, yeah, we doing van life. We saving up to get a van.
Where?
Instead of getting a house, we're gonna get a van and we're gonna travel for a good 5 years.
That's why she's always artist, Gabby Petito case.
Because I've always been interested in van life, so this Gabby Petito case hits home to me. Because I almost did it by myself last year. I actually had an appointment to go look at a Ford Transit, and I was going to travel by myself. My stepdad was going to do the conversion for me. And then I got sick again. So my mom was like, no, you shouldn't do that alone.
I don't think they know.
Oh, I have Crohn's disease and like a shit ton of other things. It's like I'd be dying sometimes.
Yeah, but I'd be staying here for all of it.
So my mom thinks that I shouldn't do it by myself, but literally did not bring it up a singular time other than the Gabby Petito case. And Chris looks at me and goes, do you want to do van life?
And it's not even just because of the Gabby Petito case, and I told her that.
That's just kind of what brought it. Like, that's kind of what reminded us both of van life.
Because I first got introduced to it by, she knows the story of an ex. She was, I call her the queen because she was a dark-skinned queen.
One of his good exes.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, after high school, I'm going to do van life. This, that, the third, had to die. And I wasn't into it.
Oh. Yeah, I just shit my pants. It's fine. Damn. I didn't actually shit my pants.
Oh, well, I know that.
They don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, are we using the bowl?
Ooh. Yeah, we're using the bowl. No, this is covered.
I know, but he almost dropped it. Isn't it glass or is it plastic?
It's plastic.
Oh, that's so helpful. Because I'm clumsy.
Mm-hmm. And then we got 5 glass.
And we got how many of these bitches? Are these the tiny ones?
No.
These aren't the ones that we had with the boys?
They are.
So they are the tiny ones?
No.
What?
There are no tiny ones of the truth.
Yeah, they're like skinny and tall like a Red Bull.
No. Never.
I'm opening their knees. Mm-hmm. So I can see what the fuck they look like. Because I feel like... Oh, shit. Turns out this bitch is heavy.
These are the 12.
What do we have?
The 12. We always get the 12. These are the original ones. These are just like the average ones. Yeah. Can you pass me my wallet?
For what?
I need a scoop.
I forgot the men don't do that with their fingers.
Yeah. So just to tell you guys, you know, we finna smoke a bowl right now.
And we have our pens.
Yeah, we got the carts, you know. We got these nice blankets around us and everything. All right, so back to it. I wasn't into it.
Are the ones that we had with the boys. These aren't going to do shit to me.
Let's see. Those are what we had one day and only, and they fucked you up.
I have never been drunk off a truth. Don't disrespect me like that.
No, you've been fucked up.
Did you want one?
Not right now. Not yet.
Pussy.
No. Because I'm packing this, I'm going to... hit once, and then I'm going to drink that.
I'm having a mango one. About to give you a review because I didn't have a mango one the last time. I only had a sip of it.
All right, so we got the bowl.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The mango one hit.
The mango one's nice.
Imagine mixing that with a liquor. It's nice.
What the fuck is wrong with you now?
What you mean?
Take a mango and mix it with that mango smoothie over there.
No, see, I mix my seltzers with liquor.
Should I tell them what I'm gonna say to the next cop that pulls me over?
Yeah, do that.
Next cop that pulls me over? Oh, shit, I'm holding the bitch backwards. I need a lighter. Next cop that pulls me over, I'm looking at them dead in their face going, the only reason you pulled me over is because you failed Fire Academy, so you became a cop. I'll let y'all know if I get arrested or shot.
Mind you, she's Italian. She's probably not going to get anything because the cop's going to think she's an American white woman. They think she's ghetto. Not knowing the real story. Oh, death.
Pause. I don't think I'm ghetto. Mm-mm. I'm not ghetto.
I know, but a cop.
Ooh.
A cop will think that.
No, I'll put on the heaviest Italian accent. Then they're going to ask to see identification. Mm-hmm. And then I'll pretend like I don't know English.
Now, me, I'm dark as shit. Like...
He dark like under the bed.
I thought it was after 2 a.m.
I never said that.
That's me. Only the black people would get that. 2 a.m. at night. Midnight.
The reason I say dark like under the bed is because... after me and my brother's friend, Isaac, stopped talking, me and Deshaun and Juju, those are my brothers, we all looked at each other dead in the face and go, I don't know why we tripping over that bum, because he dog leg under the bed. I'm not hitting that right this second. That just fucked me up because I was coughing.
You heard she, she missed that hit. A little bitch.
I forgot how hard that bull hits.
Mm-hmm. A little bitch.
And I was already hitting the pen while you was inside.
Still a little bitch. But also, me, I'm dark.
Oh, we can actually just drink all of these and then put them back in the box. Mm-hmm. And then just pop it in the trunk.
Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking. But...
Forgot this bitch is a pen.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't know why carts hurt my lungs more than high.
Because, one, it's weed, and it actually starts sticking to your fat, so you in your lungs. Like, when you smoke it, you'll feel it sticking. And then, like, it starts hitting your lungs. It really starts punching your lungs. That's why I like live resin.
Can I tell you what TikTok is stuck in my head right now?
What?
That song with the, honey, they can't blame you for what your mama gave you.
Oh, my
ya.
God. Oh.
Shaking that money maker.
Talking about that, that's a country song. People know that shit on TikTok. But this one makes me want to go to a story about Megalodon.
Ew, no.
Nah, it's an ex that she don't like, that the ex don't like her.
None. I don't like, I was nice to her.
She really was.
I was being friendly. I said, hello, how are you? And she looks at her friend and goes, that's Chris's new girlfriend, and starts laughing about it as if she don't look like a fucking Megalodon.
But her friend really wasn't too in it.
And then Chris wouldn't let me beat her up because she ain't never fought before. First off, why are you protecting her?
Because I protected you mostly.
What the fuck you protected me from? Guns?
No. Going to jail so I can't see.
Baby, so I'm white. This.
I know. But they are hillbilly.
Oh, APA don't got bail reform exactly. Like New York. So I gotta lure her ass to New York.
I know
what I can do.
No.
I know what I can do.
Not here.
Fake profile.
Look, but they
meet
not...
up at the fucking lake. Pretend like I'm a man that thinks she's attractive.
No. You could just do a shit account about me.
No.
Yeah.
I would not be able to.
I can help you run it.
I can't.
I can help you run it.
No. Mm-hmm. I can't. And the fact that you're even helping me set up to hurt her pisses me off, because you'd have to talk to her if you were running that account.
Mm-mm. No.
I'll just lure her in pretending like I'm a man. You know, catfish. I'm also drinking a bang.
Yeah. I already had my bang.
I feel like mixing alcohol, weed, and a bang, which is mad caffeine, I don't think that's healthy.
We used to do it in the military all the time.
I know, but it elevates everything.
Yeah. Why do you think we stayed up for, like, our goddamn 72 hours straight and chilling, always outside with guns and shit? We used to be fucked up, smoking cigarettes, chain smoking packs out of packs out of packs. But we didn't have weed.
I know exactly what that Blue Raz one tastes like.
Hmm.
Not the Blue Raz Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not that one.
No, I'm trying to think of what candy it is that tastes like.
Let me taste it.
There's only like one more drink in it.
Baby bottle pop.
Let me taste it again.
The powder.
No.
Yep.
No, I know what it tastes like, and that's not what it is.
What?
Like, yes, it does taste like that, but there's something else. The Blue Raspberry push Pops. That's exactly what it tastes like. It's the Blue Raz Push Pop.
Yeah, but I feel...
It doesn't taste like the powder of the...
Because the powder's the powder's thing.
Sour.
No, because that's just because it's in the powder form.
I know, but the powder is
sour.
Sour.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means, guys? You hit a stutter.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, I hate when grandma picks on my stutter.
We hitting another hit.
I ain't hitting shit.
Because she bitched out on the sesh.
I have a pen. That's not making me cough as bad. Would you leave me alone?
Shout out to the funny haha Davis. Got me back into this. No, but back to that crazy hex, right?
Oh, my God.
Nah, because this shit... this shit low-key, like, funny and disgusting. Because you know what it is.
Shorty
so she was into TikTok and everything, wanted to do something for me. So this bitch made me a beer poster.
Who?
Out of nowhere, and just sent it to me. Her on the pool.
See, I'm gonna make you a beer poster, but it's not gonna be sent to you. I'm printing it out.
Word, at Walmart. Like, oh.
Like the big printer, so I can make you a real ass poster.
Oh.
Yeah.
See what she did.
She sent it to you on a fuck text message.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But she did a my favorite drink, which is Jack Daniels. Okay, I'm not saying that's still good or anything, but she was. Leg.
She ain't got no ass, by the way.
Yeah, no. She was laying.
She's flat like a cutting board.
She was laying towards the pool with her ass out. But wait, let me re-explain that. She was sitting by the pool with leaning towards the water, back facing with her tailbone cheeks out, her skin out. From her gluteus maximus and a bikini that was way too small for her and her booty.
Okay, that makes me sad, though, because every bathing suit I find
for my ass. You have ass. Like, she could have had something her size.
Oh.
Yeah. But she was trying to flex something that just was not there.
She bought a size too small, so it looked like her ass was bigger. I know that trick.
Yeah.
Because I used to do that when I was like, when I'd go to the beach up in Rochester,
mm-hmm.
Like at the car shows and stuff, during the summer, I was a hoe, right? So I'm going to go in my bathing suit.
I thought you didn't have a hoe phase.
I didn't have a hoe phase in the mind of sleeping with somebody. Mm-hmm. I had the hoe phase in the mind of, oh, I'm going to have everybody's attention. And they're going to like it, and I'm going to love it. So, like, I went to these car shows, and you'll probably see me on Instagram on someone's, car accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably see me all over them because people would use me as their,
figure you gotta pull one of them up.
No, I can't. I don't even know where I'd find them because nobody gave me their ads. I just let them use my ass for their car photos.
Yeah, then just fucking type in like car photos, I guess.
Baby, do you know how that's gonna take a long ass time to find one?
Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm gonna contact someone that I used to go up there with.
Uh-oh, she finna get fucked, guys.
It's a girl.
Oh, she finna do
it's
the
literally
fucking...
Alexis.
Oh. I don't remember who Alexis is.
My crazy ex-boyfriend that I worked for.
Word.
His best friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not even his best friend anymore. Me and her literally talk shit about him.
Oh, my God.
But then she goes to hang out with him.
Probably because she's bored and got nothing else to do.
Yo, because hanging out with him really is mad funny.
Like, it's mad funny if you just not doing anything and got nothing to do.
Like, if you're bored, go hang out with him because he's dumb as shit. We'll try to act hard.
Oh, so it's just a show.
Yeah.
Word.
Because, like, he thinks that he's hard. Like, do you know what it kind of feels like?
What?
You know, like, Disney shows?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they have, like... I wouldn't actually necessarily... Like, the bad actors on Disney shows.
You gotta see one.
Ah, fuck.
You can do...
Okay, you know Hannah Montana?
Mm-hmm.
And you know the scene where...
Oh, my God. She said the scene. Whoa.
Where they're in... like, she had to do, like, a class project or whatever?
Mm-mm.
So her and...
No, I don't remember.
I'm gonna explain it better. Her and her best friend. What was her... Lily. They, So we're singing about the bones.
Baby, I don't remember.
I'm pulling up the video on my phone.
Can't you do a better?
No, because this is exactly how he acts. Like, you know how Lily would be mad at Hannah Montana the time?
Go to a different way. Go.
No, this is the only way I can explain it because he is Lily. He is like...
Can you go to a different show?
You don't like Hannah Montana? I don't know any other shows, baby.
Nickelodeon.
I don't know.
Proud Family.
No, there's nobody in there that's like him. He's like a pick-me.
And talk about a show now or something. Because, like, I really don't remember Hannah Montana, like, crazily that much. But
this
I've
theme.
Get ready to climb to great heights. Team Spidey is on the scene.
We do not own any copyright that you hear.
He's Lily.
Nosebleed is my favorite.
Lean back because you're in the splashing zone.
So you know how Lily just, like, made, like, a scene specifically to help her?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does all the time. If anybody ever has a problem, he's immediately there trying to fix it. So he seems like the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He could literally be the problem, and he would try to fix it. So he's, like, he's literally like America.
Oh, okay.
He is America.
All right, where? See, you should have said that.
Sorry. I forgot that you're more of a...
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy, no, baby. You are just a... I don't want to say it.
What were you going to say? Crazy?
Baby, you watch Fox News. Baby, you are a...
It's not
thick-ass Trump supporter.
I'm not a big-ass Trump supporter, no. No.
I literally tried telling you things that Trump was doing that was bad, and you go, but Trump, though.
Okay, yes, I know he was doing things bad. But, like, as a country...
Baby, he tried getting rid of me. He tried revoking my citizenship.
How?
And my grandmother's citizenship.
How?
Because he tried saying that we came here illegally.
How?
We literally had to refight for our citizenship. Why do you think our whole family doesn't like Trump? Oh. Other than Grandpa.
Why does Grandpa?
Because Grandpa don't care. Mm-hmm. Grandpa don't care. Mm-hmm. He was never home. He didn't realize that the entire time he was gone, we were sitting here trying to fight for our right to stay in the U.S. Because nobody came here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone came here the respectful way. And he tried saying that we came here illegally because my mom came here specifically to have us.
But
I need a lighter.
Right here. But Grandpa was doing his own thing. So since he was mm-hmm. doing his own thing, whatever Trump was doing was helping him. So he was on the other. Oh, he's and that's on how the other. You are.
Yes. Because you weren't being physically, like, you weren't being risked having Trump in office. Trump being in office wasn't a risk for you.
Yeah, it was a good thing for me.
But it was a risk for me. And I'm a little fruity. And what was he against? Fruity people. So when my grandfather looked at me and said, I hope Trump wins this election. I looked at him and said, so you have 3 gay granddaughters. And while we're sitting here fighting for our rights, you want to hop on the Trump train and buckle up your seatbelt. And he immediately shut up and was like, okay. And just stopped talking. Like, that ended the conversation.
That's why he likes when I talk about it.
Yes, because I tell him he's wrong. Because he also watches Fox News.
Believe it or not, I don't
watch. You cannot claim to be a independent and then try to agree with any of Trump's views. Because none of Trump's views are useful for an independent.
No. Okay, right. Believe it or not, I don't watch Fox News. I actually watch CNN.
CNN is even worse.
Right.
Because CNN is not only a conservative one, it is they try to be a middle ground.
No.
And they have reporters that are both conservative and they have reporters that are Democratic.
I know.
So then they have them, and then they both are spewing, like, opinions, not facts.
But look, this is just America, okay? In America, those two are the top, okay? But then, listen, also, I watch more. Okay, yes, I remember when I told you I flip, and I see what everybody's saying. You know what
news station I watch?
What? BBC?
Yup.
Yes, I watch BBC News, too.
Because that's the best way, because they're not in the country.
Yes, you would think that, but the Russians took that over with a
but communist. But I also listen to a lot of Italian news radio.
When I actually listen to radio, I listen to Nigeria shit.
Yeah, because they are legitimately... So, Italy... Okay, in a U.S. standpoint, Italy would technically be conservative. Mm-hmm. But we are not conservative on the same type of wave as us, as the U.S., technically here we would be considered independent because every person that's it's anyone that is in control of the government there is genuinely voted in by your peers. So it's someone that everyone has to win a vote in order to be in office, unlike how it is here.
It has to be the majority.
No, because I'm not talking about presidency. You know how you guys have the House and the
That's Senate? Still out of majority, the presidency.
But you can change, and so yes, we have votes for those. But then you also have the what's the other one?
The electoral.
What happened? The other House.
The Senate.
There's the House and the Senate.
Yeah, the House of Representatives.
So one of them, only one of them you have to be voted in for. Mm-hmm. The other ones you get voted in by other Congress people. Congress votes in other congressmen. You don't have a choice with congressmen. Only the congressmen choose the people who are already in vote, which is why there is a divide between, that's why there's so little Democratic. Actually, I don't think there's any.
No, what? Right now?
Right now, I'm pretty sure that there's a majority
House,
of...
No, the House... is controlled by the Senate. That's Biden's administration.
Okay, but baby, because when Trump, I'm going to show you what I mean, because I don't think I can explain this in the correct way because I'm not used to how your guys is.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm telling you, it's Democratic right now.
But there's different... Okay.
The House...
I'm saying that you can't have more than the other. Because if it's uneven, that means that
you
whatever...
You need an even state.
You need to have it, because if you don't, guess what happens? Everyone has a vote. So, within that, everyone has a vote on, law.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think's happening right now? So, listen, no matter who is in there, it has to be even. Because if it is not even, if it's a Democratic law, what's going to be voted in? The law.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are overpowering. Okay.
Now, who's in the office right now? Who controls the Senate? Who controls? Who controls the office?
Huh?
Who controls the office?
The office?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the president?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Senate, the Capitol, where they be having the meetings, the Democrat or the Republican.
Mm-hmm.
That's the House.
Mm-hmm.
That's the senators of the U.S.
Okay, hold on. What are the two branches?
What? The two parties?
Yeah. No, not the two parties. There's the House and there's the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so in order to get... So the law goes to the Senate first.
No, that's the whole thing.
No, the law... If they're trying to create a bill,
mm-hmm.
the bill goes to one of the houses first. Mm-hmm. If it gets through the first house...
Mm-hmm.
Not house, because that's one...
Part, yes.
That's one part. So it'll go to one of, like, the sections, like the branches.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes... Like, let's say it goes to Senate first.
Yeah.
If it gets through Senate... You know what the Senate is. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you what the party of the Senate is.
I don't care what the party is. I'm telling you...
Yes, because this is important.
You're not understanding what I'm explaining.
Okay.
So if you're in there, the law goes to the Senate first.
Yes.
And then it goes to the House.
Yes.
And then if it passes through both of those, then it gets handed to the president. Which is why it doesn't really fucking matter who's in presidency.
No.
Because in order for them to make a law, it has to be given to them by the other house, like by the other branches. He's the least important branch.
No, because he can actually make it too. And he can override them.
He can override it?
Yes.
That seems dangerous.
Now this is, no, it's so good. Now this is what I'm trying to tell
you. No, I thought you were going to burn me with
it. No. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The Senate is populated by Democrats.
I get that it's uneven.
I know. And right now, it's Biden.
Well, I think we're on two different wavelengths here.
No, like right now, it is Biden. When Trump was in, and this is why a lot of
people... Baby, this isn't what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I'm explaining how the laws are made. I don't give a fuck. I understand there's a divide. That's the problem with there being a divide is because the laws will not be proper laws because it'll be...
Can I get into my deep shit with this? Is that fine?
No.
Please. Just a little bit.
I'm a little frosty right now.
So you want to go in soon?
Huh?
You want to go in soon?
What the fuck are you talking about,
cuz? You said you're a little frosty. What the fuck does that mean? You want to go in? You cold, my nigga? Like, fine.
No, like, I'm cold, but I'm warm, too, because that's starting to fill my body. Uh-huh. And that's starting to fill my body.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm starting to feel a little frosty because the inside of me is warm,
mm-hmm.
but the outside of me is cold. And what happens when the inside of the car is warm and the outside of the car is cold? You get a little bit of thin layer of frost on that bitch. I'm feeling a little frosty.
Oh, my God. You're fucking gone. Anyway,
I'm just explaining it in the way that I know. I literally looked at Grandma, and I told her about how, I go, you know how when you put too much oil in a car?
Like, who the fuck says that shit? Like, no.
No, because what? I sit there, I was trying to explain how I always feel like I have to pee, but I don't pee. And she goes, okay, but how does it feel? And I go, you know when you put too much oil in the car and you try to start it and it doesn't start, but you know there's oil in the car, and it's reading that there's oil in the car, but there's no car. Like, there's a too much oil, so the car's not registering that there's oil in it.
Baby.
And she goes, yeah. And I go, that's how I feel. She goes, that still doesn't make any sense.
Baby, yeah, like, we get what you mean, but, like, come on, baby. Like, you really over here giving a whole experience. Like, what?
Because I always be thinking about cars, Grandma. Literally, I look at Grandma, I go, I feel like I got a flat tire right now. She goes, what are you talking about?
How the hell did we turn from the government to cars?
My knee hurts. She goes, how does that give you a flat tire? I'm like, don't you know when you're driving, you got a flat tire, so it kind of kind of be limping when you're driving. That's how I be walking.
All right, so look, right.
I don't want to talk about the government anymore.
Oh, my God.
We're on a podcast right now. We talk about the government, what's going to happen? FBI watch list. Do you want to be on the watch list, baby?
I'm already on the watch list, baby. I was in the military.
Well, I don't want to be on the damn watch list.
You're already automatically because of, you're automatically because your grandpa. They watch.
I keep forgetting that grandpa be posting all of his business on the fucking internet.
Yeah. But
this is why old people shouldn't be allowed to have that.
No, but it's good because they be like, oh, he's on our side. He good.
Nah, because sometimes... Okay, this is what confused me the entire time of Trump's, like, office scene era thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Grandpa would post how he hates Trump. And then he would make a post about how Trump is great.
Well.
Like, he would post the flaws and the positives of him in an aggressive manner.
No, that's usually the way.
So then everyone's just fucking confused. Like, are you voting for him or no? But then he's like, I don't vote. And I'm like, the fuck you mean you don't vote? He goes,
what?
And he goes, no, I don't vote. I just say it to get everyone riled up.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I voted for Trump because, like, the only reason why, you already know. You know.
What did he do for you?
Honestly.
Other than getting rid of your
background?
Mm-hmm.
I got citizenship.
So you got yours.
Mm-hmm. I get.
I was risking mine.
Oh, shit. That's so crazy. Like, when I think about it now, like, it's crazy, but, like.
Like, yes, he might have helped you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look at a president and think they're good because they helped you. You have to look at a president and think, oh, they're good because they would only want to help me. They want to help these people, too. You can't only think about you. You have to think about your friends, your family, and your peers.
Yeah, but this is even before you. That's another reason why.
You didn't know anybody else?
That was illegal?
Yeah. Not illegal. Bitch, I'm not illegal. Stop telling people that. I'm going to have, like, fucking ice on my head.
No, that... Well, not illegal, but only had, like, their green card or whatever.
I have a dual citizenship.
Okay.
I was born here.
Okay, so what do you mean, then?
They were trying to take that away from me.
All right.
Because I had a dual citizenship. I had to give up my dual citizenship in order to stay here.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason I'd be able to get it back is because I can claim that I was keeping my citizenship here with my family. That's the only reason I can get it back. I can get it back probably within a week.
So.
Especially with Biden in office right now. I would get that shit back fast.
So, the thing.
Especially because it was Trump's fault.
Okay, listen.
Yeah,
listen.
I'm sorry, gosh, I'm pissed off now.
Because if I want to talk about anything but the government, it's all I want to talk about. But then when I hear you and I want to talk, it's I can't even talk.
Because I didn't want to talk about the government and you brought the fuck up again.
God damn. But I still didn't even get to talk. That's crazy.
I
want to
talk about the government.
Shit.
Give me my calzone. That's not a calzone. Give me my strawberry.
Take a fucking strawberry. The entire day. That nigga drove by again. Move that bitch.
I don't got nowhere to move to.
Yo, move that bitch over there. Yo, because this is my hoodie, the freaking blanket.
You pussy for that.
Yo. Nah, because if I try to move it, I'm going to end up knocking that over. She over here snacking on the stromboli we got.
Which is nice. I'm kind of jealous of the level that Juju's on right now. I want to be on that level. Nope. Where I think my greasy ass hair looks good.
Your hair's not greasy.
Nah, his hair was mad greasy. Does my hair look good right now?
Mm-mm.
I go, no, it doesn't at all. It looks like you haven't showered in a month. Then he hands me to somebody else.
Oh, gee.
You cold?
Nah, I'm just taking it in. We still running the podcast, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Couldn't think of anything.
So, that house over there?
Mm-hmm.
You see how they have the pink light?
Yeah.
That bitch was green all the way up until, like, last month.
Oh, shit.
It's been green since, like, 4 years ago.
Mm. Oh, no, I'm trying to think of something to talk about.
A bug just flew right into your hoodie.
I don't think it was a book. It was probably some piece of my hair.
No.
Looks
like a mat. Something over here.
You probably think. You probably think.
There's no much to put over here.
Where are you going?
What are you, my keeper?
I'm going, but I'm your husband, so is that somewhere you going?
We ain't married yet.
Oh, now we ain't married yet.
It's against my, like, culture to claim to be married when you're not married.
You even claim it.
No, I claim you're my fiancé.
No, you claim that you're married. You used to claim it. Wow. You used to, damn.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you...
Sometimes I'd be saying you're my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to my friends and family. Because they know that eventually we're going to be husband and wife.
You be saying that to me, too.
Because you are my husband.
Yo, don't say that. Don't say that.
But you are my husband.
Nope, don't say that.
Just not legally.
Nope.
Or in the eyes of anybody.
Because you knew what I meant.
I'm mad excited, though.
I'm not anymore. I'm sad.
You don't even know what I'm excited about.
I don't care. I'm sad.
Oh, my God.
I'm finna go upstairs after the podcast and listen to some X.
Oh my God, you better stop.
I'm dead ass.
If you do that, do you know how fast I'm slapping you out your socks?
I'm gonna probably listen to some X. I'm probably gonna watch anime. Okay.
We have a movie to finish.
Nope.
We only got to when he got shot.
Right.
We have to finish it.
Nope, you got Hulu on your phone.
Wow.
I'm gonna watch anime.
I know you fucking lying right now.
I'm dead ass.
You better drink another Truly and calm the fuck down.
No, I'm literally watching anime.
You can. Mm-hmm. With me.
Mm-mm.
Fuck you.
By myself.
Wow, you don't love me?
Never said that.
I better be allowed to cuddle you.
Mm-hmm.
I better be allowed to be in your skin. Yep. How skinny
I'm
like
just going
to
be on my belly first. Because I don't want to be on my back or my side. Damn.
You want to catch that attitude with me again? Oh. I see how it is. How do you like Trulies, but you don't like White Claws? White Claws and Trulies are the exact same fucking thing.
No.
They're a hard seltzer.
Yeah, they're a hard seltzer, but they're a different type.
I hear that White Claws don't have a lot of flavor.
I don't know, probably.
Do you know who drinks White Claws?
Who?
Juju.
What you doing? Oh, you going on your phone?
Yeah, because that kid is messaging me about smoking.
Swear to God, this nigga just know we'll be smoking.
Oh, he goes, that's my boy.
What?
I said, slow down drinking. I love you. He calls me, and then I go... drink some fucking water, Juju. I'm at Dandy. And he goes, what? And I go, drink water. He goes, no, ma'am. I told him I'll slap the socks off him.
What's up about you is slapping socks off of people right now?
Because they don't deserve socks. All I can think about is that dog that pulls his pants down.
Baby, you don't know what happened, but Nike dropped some black nasties that upgraded. Okay, it went from robberies to heist.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
These black nasties, black Air Force Ones went from robbery to heist.
I think I saw it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them bitches were kind of clean. I kind of want to get up here.
Exactly. I'm like, ooh.
That made me want to go back to being hood rat.
But, like, on a classier level.
Yeah, like, I might rob your bank, but I might also pay you guys. Like.
With a little commission, you know what I'm saying? Like, thank you for your business, but here's 50.
No, I'm talking about, like, I might go in there and make a deposit, mm-hmm. or I might come in there and rob.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on if it's a Tuesday or not.
Oh, shit. All right, where? I can do that. Nah, but, like, that makes me want to get, like, mad tats, but not able to show them.
So yeah, like, it makes me want to...
suit, like, from here...
Italian mafia type shit. If you ever see an Italian man wearing a suit in the middle of the week, walk away.
Baby.
Walk away.
Baby, if you ever see a Nigerian, darkest shit...
Yo, that man, remember that man?
Mm-hmm.
I think he thought that I was claiming that my family was in the mafia.
Why?
Because I said that he would be met with a force that he's not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
After I said that he was fucking with the wrong Italian bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck my family's in.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's mad sus.
I know what my family's in. I don't know what that shit.
Well, I think because the reason we came here was because there's a reason my family came here, and the reason why Grandma lies about it.
Mm-hmm.
is because of the shit that that my family was a part of. So I'm not allowed to know about it. But the only reason I know clips and bits of it is because Grandma has mad diaries.
Mm-hmm. And you snuck and read the diaries.
Oh. Yeah, that's how I found out that she had cervical cancer when I was little.
So boom.
Yo, right? She'd be like low-key having full pages in Italian. Mm. And I'd be sitting there and I'm like, you said, is this, are you killing people? Like, why are you, is this, only this section in Italian?
Maybe. I cracked my knuckles.
I thought I heard someone talking.
No, that was me. I said, baby.
It sounded like a bitch.
No. We're good.
Okay. I just don't like being out in the country with it.
I know. So, fucking goddamn, if you see a Nigerian, because you know giant Nigerians are big as fuck. Or they're just in proportion as fuck.
They're either huge or they're, like, tiny.
Like me, but still, like, give a horrible-ass demeanor sometimes.
Like, okay, actually, let me rephrase that. They're either big as fuck, like, not tall. Mm-hmm. Talk about, like, buff. Like, to the point where it's not like, just, like muscle. Monty. It's also got, like, a layer of fat, so you don't expect it to be muscle. Because mm-hmm. you look fat, but you're actually all muscle.
Like Bati right now.
Yeah, so it's either like that or it's obviously has no muscle and is just chunky, like that man that was on the phone.
Alright. And then me, and then it's like me where it's the rare case is unproportional, where it's like big ass hands, big ass feet.
You know what they say about big feet?
Big socks.
No.
What?
Big feet, big condoms.
Oh no. Big feet. Big shoes.
Big feet, big condoms.
No, and then big hands.
Big condoms.
Big gloves, you feel me? Yeah. But.
I don't think I've ever had a strawberry lemonade because I think I was staying with the original lemonade and the watermelon lemonade.
No, the strawberry lemonade, good.
That's I haven't just tried like, it.
You gonna try that next?
Yeah, can you give me my mango because I feel like it's almost done. Is it done?
Almost. Just put them on the. We'll just put them down here. All right, strawberry mango. Strawberry lemonade.
That's watermelon.
Oh, shit. My dumbass. Oh, because it's that way you opened it wrong. That's original. God damn it, baby.
How did I fucking open it wrong?
Because you're supposed to open it from the top. And it's right here. Nope. That's the important one. You know what? Since we're drinking all these, I'm taking them all out. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna put the empty ones in there.
Yep. Then we're gonna put the. Oh yeah, because we're drinking all of it, right?
Damn it.
No.
That's a watermelon and a strawberry. Not a strawberry, a watermelon and an original.
I thought that was a black cherry. Nope.
There is no black cherry in this one.
That's right. We didn't get the exclusive. The exclusive be having a black
cherry. I swear to God, if this isn't strawberry lemonade, I'm suing Truly.
I think it is. No cap. I really do. Yeah. Because these are the good ones. These are the ones everybody likes.
We're about to find out if I think it's good or not.
Because everybody fucks with that one. Because that's the shit.
Ooh.
Exactly. You heard it. Heard it for yourself. Ooh. Head ass.
It smells like it has a strong flavor.
But it don't. Exactly.
That's what I imagine a fucking white coffee tastes like. And I must have been canast tonight.
Maybe.
That's why I don't want you to fucking talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Is that all they do?
Yeah.
Are they weirdos? Maybe swingers. What if? Imagine. They're just swingers.
I don't see no pineapples over there.
Maybe they don't do that. Maybe it's just a close circle.
Stop.
like a group thing.
I'll sue you for emotional distress. I'm trying.
It's probably a group thing, you know. And you're like, the wives are like, oh, look,
I'm like, dude. You don't taste I miss right in my mouth right now?
Hmm?
You don't taste I miss in my mouth right now?
Dick.
My stromboli.
Oh my god, here, take the fucking stromboli. Fucking stromboli.
Excuse you.
Excuse me. But that was cool. I did the burp.
No man or head ass.
I did the burp. And then blew out the smoke. Oh, yeah. I'm hitting the bong again. At the bowl again.
Yeah, he's not hitting the bong. He broke my bong.
No.
Yes. You kicked it with your leg and it fell down the stairs.
I know, but why? Why did that happen? Did I move it?
You told me to move it. Because I wanted to kick my legs out. So you told me to move it. Exactly as you said, and then you broke it.
How did I break it?
You kicked it and it fell down the stairs.
I know you're saying that. I know I broke it, but why? It moved, but why did I say that? I thought it was still there.
Because you thought I moved it back.
Oh, that's right. Because I thought.
I'm glad our car doesn't sound like that.
My car doesn't sound.
Baby. Fuck you. That's only right now.
Yeah, right now, but our car doesn't sound right now. I would rather have that noise so we could go park out and fucking behind them.
Fuck parking. We could just sit in the damn car and do this.
We can't sit in it right now?
No. I wonder if we could sit in the back seat.
I don't know.
I just feel like it'd be stupid because there's... If the jack gives out, we lose a tire.
So we outside with it right now.
I think I'm only going to worry about getting, like, turning your phone on.
My phone?
Yeah.
You think mine's more important?
Well, yeah.
What about yours?
Why do I need a phone?
Well, you're always here. By the Wi-Fi.
Who calls my phone?
Your mom, everybody else.
They have my Facebook.
Has this happened before?
Me not have a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they already knew what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I say yours is more important is because you have a job.
True. Oh, yeah, I got a job, guys, so she's going to take over the podcast when I'm not
here. How am I going to do that?
Well, we'll do an early morning one.
How am I going to take over? How am I going to do a podcast by myself? I don't have a phone for that. It's on your phone, dingus.
Just send it to me, and I can put it on it when I use the bathroom whenever. Because I know you're going to text me. When I'm there.
No, I'm not. See.
And you know I'm going to call you.
You better not.
When it's my breaks.
Do you know what I'm probably going to do while you're at work?
What?
I want you to guess.
Masturbate.
What?
Well, that's all I heard about when I was at work last time. And
yeah,
cry.
I didn't have nothing to do.
Masturbate and cry.
Ain't got nothing to do, but now I got something to do.
Read.
Yeah.
Word. But I'm saying when you're not reading.
I'm excited to be drunk and read that book because I know it's gonna slap.
Mm-hmm. See, you got something to do. I got something to do.
Stupid fucking anime.
Nah, I'm probably gonna play San Andreas.
Oh, so now it's changing from anime and X music to fucking GTA.
Yeah.
How'd you go see. From cartoons killing people to you killing people in a cartoon?
All right, boom. So go like this, right? Back in the days.
Stop talking like you an old head.
Back in the Ville days. In my Ville days, when I was in the Ville doing dumb hood rat shit.
In the Ville, like.
Brownsville.
When you say the Ville, all I can think of is when we used to go into town when we were in LA, not LA, when we were in Italy. And we used to go into town because mm-hmm. the towns are called Villes. Mm-hmm. Well, villas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, you find, like, your coffee shops, your pizza shops.
Mm-hmm. In Nigeria, we say the villa is in, like, the outside village.
Oh, like villages.
Yeah, because like my I got part family that's in villages where it's like warrior, where they don't they'll use guns and shit, but like they're the rebels and they're all in the like still like going crazy shit. And then I have
The Confederates.
Mm-hmm. No, not just like that, but like I got parts of family that's on like the child welfare side. Mm-hmm. Some that's in the military side. Some that's in, like, the nice side, like, actually Nigeria and different countries, South Africa and shit, moved over. And then I got some that, like, still live in the huts and shit.
I follow a bitch on TikTok. Lives in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. In, like, the clay hut bitches.
Yeah, I got family but like that. But
she be mad fine with it, though.
Yeah,
because,
I got
family because
I got
she goes, just because I live in this house does not mean that I don't have money.
Yeah, they be having money still.
Yo, she be... Because people be talking down on her. Mm-hmm. Because she be dressing mad fine. Like, she dresses like a bitch in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, a bitch in the Bronx is going out to the club.
Okay, where?
That's how she be dressing on a day-to-day basis.
And that's how they be doing. And they be looking good
and
as hell.
And people count on her on it. The post and be like, instead of worrying about your dresses and your nails and your hair, why don't you worry about
because that's not used to people. People aren't
but, like,
used to
those
that.
Houses are sturdy. Exactly.
But look, also, I got family that's like, well, that would be like that in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Because it's all different. It's like how America is. But it's just all a different type of thing. And you would know, you would understand that. Mm-hmm. So then I have on the more savage type where like they still like in just like full out warrior mode. They in the tribe with it. They're like still hunting. They eat. They still hunting their dinners and shit, but like they's doing it right though.
I don't believe in American hunting because Americans hunt for sport.
Mm-hmm.
While literally every other country, if you find an Italian person hunting, mm-hmm. they're using every last bit of that animal.
See, it's
like
when
Uncle Rob mm-hmm. goes hunting, mm-hmm. when he skins them, normal people skin it, get rid of the hide, and mm-hmm. then they, like, Americans will get rid of the hide, unless they're using it for, like, keeping the heads. And then they'll usually use, like, the meat, but not the cartilage, and they'll use the meat, but not the fat. So then you're wasting so much of it, but we use fat as oils.
We and use fats in this, oils.
Oils for, like, the food, like, mm-hmm. Thickens up food.
Yeah, and we'll use...
Because it melts down.
Exactly, and we'll use the fucking goddamn
and it's
cartilage.
So flavorful.
I know, we use the... In Nigeria, we use the cartilage with our soups and
yes,
shit.
Yes, that's what Italians
And then
do.
We'll use the meat and then the fucking goddamn hide and everything like that. We'll use
we
it as rugs,
to,
blankets,
or
whatever.
We used to
like
take
that.
The hide and we would turn it into, like, we would... So what we would do is we'd double up on the hide. So there would be fur on the inside and outside. Mm-hmm. And we'd make slippers. Because even though the feeling is kind of uncomfy... Mm-hmm. It's still, like, mad satisfying to sink your feet into because it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we would use every last bit of it. And then we'd keep the heads as well. And the bones? What did you used to use the bones for?
So, my family, they used it for witchcraft.
See, so we would either use it for witchcraft or we would use it for, bone broth. We also used to eat the bones, like the bone meal.
The bone marrow.
The bone marrow, that's what
yeah,
it was.
Okay, all right.
We used to eat the bone marrow. It's good
But, like, we used, like, we would, like, set it out. Like, we would, if we were eating, yeah, we wouldn't have the bone while we had our meal and everything.
The bones we would really keep for witchcraft are, like the rib cage. Because the rib cage is, like... What protects your, like, heart and stuff. So, like, if you're trying to attack their organs or cause, like, a heart attack,
where
you use rib bones mm-hmm. because it creates a divide. And then if you're trying to...
There's three more. Should I use one more?
No.
Why?
Those last three are mine.
There was five in here already, that's why. And I wanted to smoke this last one with you because we got 5 minutes and we're closing.
We should just close it now.
We got 5 minutes from the 60th.
Yeah, but it takes us like 5 minutes to actually close. You know that.
Yeah, I know. That's why we would go to 60 with it.
Yeah, but I don't want to smoke right now. So the next one I would want to smoke with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the one that would be sharing. Mm-hmm. And the last two are mine.
When you're probably not going to hit it, and I'm probably like, all right.
Wait, actually, we shared the first one.
Hmm?
We shared the first one.
Hmm.
So you can have another one. The first one we shared.
So after this, what are we doing?
After this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought we were going to do 2 episodes.
Oh, you want to do 2 episodes?
Well, because we're drinking all of these. All
right, so we're doing 2 episodes. We've
only had 2 each. How many come in this?
I don't know.
I think 9.
No.
It's 3 in a row.
Two.
12? It's not 9, because that would be 3 rows, and I believe there's 4 rows. How many are right there on your lap, baby? Count the ones on the bottom.
1, 2, 3.
Count the ones in front of you, dumbass.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. What the fuck?
Baby, how many's in there? 2?
No, there's 3.
How is there 3?
Oh, no, there's 2.
There's 2, so there's 12.
Yeah, there's 12.
Damn it. We haven't drank very much.
Well, I'm going.
What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are we able? Do you think we could possibly drink inside?
And do the podcast? Or no? Or you were going to read?
No. If we're drinking, I want to do podcast. But, like, I'm cold.
Mm. All right.
Well, we should just do another episode.
Out here now?
Yeah. Might as well. All
right.
Because, like, as we drink, we'll get warmer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Only reason I'm cold is because I don't got a hoodie.
There's a hoodie in the car. You can have this hoodie right now. You want this hoodie?
What hoodie's in the car?
Red one. Pink one.
No.
Pink one.
Pretty sure I wore the pink one upstairs.
No, it's still out there. I can check after the podcast. Okay. All right. So it's 7... No, 57:35.
Just close it out right now.
I know. I'm about to. That's why I'm leading up to it. So, you know, this is the high hub. Last hit, you feel me? This is of the cart, so get your shits and get it ready, you know. Hold on.
I can't even hit mine.
Why?
I'm cold and I can't reach it. Your shit's about to die.
No, I don't think so.
It's red. The button's red, so it's about to die. Give me my fucking pen.
All
right. Last hit, goodbye.
All right, no, I changed it to red by accident when I try to heat it up. See, look. All right, this is the Ha Hub. Oh, yeah, we had to do that real quick. This is the Ha Hub with Chris.
And Pete.
And we coming right back at you. We just taking a little break. Bye-bye.